The Brewers Radio.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
MJ.
Brandon Williamson, for his first major league outing of the season, gets activated today and is going to be the starting pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds in the finale between the Brewers and Cincy in the 2024 season. Welcome back to the end of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on this sunny Sunday morning. We're at Great American Ballpark. And I'm Josh Maurer. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Take a look at the landscape where we stand going into the month of September. The Brewers in great shape. The 10-game lead in the Central Division over second-place Chicago and currently tied for the second-best record in the National League overall with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Cubs will try to sweep the Washington Nationals. First pitch coming up in the nation's capital, 12:35 Central. Jordan Wicks is going to be activated off of the 60-day injured list for Craig Counsell's team and make his return to the Chicago rotation. Cubs have won five straight, eight of their last nine, and they only lost one series in the entire month of August. They were almost as hot as the Brewers, who, of course, won 19 games last month. Meanwhile, the team will see starting tomorrow back at American Family Field. The Cardinals are going to play a rubber match of their series at Yankee Stadium. 12:35, again, Central Time, first pitch. Miles Michaelis for St. Louis, Nestor Cortes for the Yankees. It's been a tough stretch of games for the Cardinals. They've gone 3-3 in the last week against the Padres and the Yankees, a couple of likely playoff teams. They are 12 games behind the Brewers in the Central. Talked about how the Crew and the Phillies are tied for the 2 seed in the NL. Philadelphia is hosting Atlanta in the National Game of the Week. That's tonight at 6:10 Central. Aaron Nola for the Phillies and Spencer Schwellenbach, the rookie for the Braves. Philadelphia has taken two of the first three games of that important series to go six games ahead of Atlanta in the National League East. Who would have thought it going into September, the Phillies and the Brewers tied for the second best record in the National League, only behind the Dodgers, who are still two games clear of each of those teams. Los Angeles will be again in Arizona after winning the first couple of games of that series. That's a 3:10 Central first pitch. The Dodgers, the best in Major League Baseball now, 82 wins on the season. Los Angeles comes into the day with an 82-54 record. Well, Brandon Williamson goes out to the hill. The 26-year-old was a rookie last season for the Reds. They had some mixed results. They really liked his stuff, and he's dealt with injuries from spring training forward here this year. So finally able to pitch into a major league game. He'll be opposed by Tobias Myers, and we're just about ready to go for your play-by-play. Let's turn it over to Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much. Josh, a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. You can visit them today by going to Boucher.com. Time for a quick trip around the bases, and today's contestant is Jonathan Kowalski from Muskego. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Jonathan will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. Jackson Churiel, one of the heroes from last night's 5-4 victory over the Reds, will lead things off for the crew against the southpaw Josh was just telling you about. 6'6", Brandon Williamson, 26 years of age. Into the windup and the first pitch of this game is a chopper on the left side. Big convenient hop for De La Cruz, and he slings it across in time to take care of Churiel for the first out. 81 degrees at first pitch here this afternoon in Cincinnati. 12:12 Eastern time first pitch. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss, premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, less is more. Here's Blake Perkins, and he takes low. It's 1-0. Blake hitting 265, 6 home runs and 39 driven in on the year for the Brewers switch hitting center fielder. 1-0 pitch is a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Blake, another one of the heroes from last night's game. Took a home run away from Noel V. Marte. 1-1, scurrying to bunt, pulls the bat back and took low for a ball. And it's two balls and a strike. Brewers with a chance to sweep here this afternoon. Williamson is first outing in the big leagues of this year as Perkins takes high and it goes to 3-1. Pitched very well in the minors. 5 total starts, not all together. He was working himself back from a spring training shoulder injury. 3-1. And that is in there for a strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes now the count. And made a handful of starts in the minors in May, and then they shut him back down as they discovered a Bennett lesion of the shoulder. 3-2 is lined out to left, but right in the tracks of Will Benson. Barely has to move to squeeze it for the second out. There's two away for William Contreras. Contreras had himself quite a month of August. Average sitting at 284, 20 home runs and 80 driven in on the year. Williamson out of the windup, first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cutter at 91 miles an hour from Williamson. Missed down and away with a changeup, and it's 1-1 on William. Contreras will be one of the candidates for National League Player of the Month. He had quite a month, as did Willy Adames. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. There were some big months across the National League. So there will be a lot of great candidates, but when you look at the numbers that Willy and William put up, they'll at least be in the conversation, one would think. One-two pitch is up and away, and it's 2-2. Aaron Judge is in the American League. Williamson tosses that ball out of play, and we'll get a new one. It is a fun time in Major League Baseball right now. The first day of September, you can start to see the postseason on the horizon. 2-2 is up and away. Three balls and two strikes. And for some teams, and unfortunately in Cincinnati for the Reds, you see the end of the season on the horizon. But that is not the case in Milwaukee, and how fortunate are we for that. 3-2 is a ground ball sharply hit to third, played by Marte. Pats the glove, throws to first, and Contreras is retired. And the Brewers go down in order in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Reds coming up here in Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Education.
No score as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Tobias Myers out there for start number 21 on the season. And he'll get Jonathan India to lead things off for Cincinnati. India hitting 246, 13 home runs, 51 driven in. Gets the start at second base here this afternoon, and Tobias's first pitch is up and in. And it's 1-0. Tobias 6-5 with a 2.99 ERA on the year. Brings home the 1-0 pitch, and India lines it into left for a base hit. So Cincinnati gets the leadoff man aboard in front of Ellie De La Cruz. Brewers Baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's the original light beer. Great taste. Only 96 calories. You know it by now. It's Miller time. De La Cruz gets a nice ovation. Decent crowd on this Sunday afternoon here at Great American Ballpark. Early start today. Just after noon Eastern. First pitch to De La Cruz in there for a strike at the letters. And it's 0-1. It is sunny. It is warm. A lot of people have found shade here at the ballpark. And now Tobias stumbles off the mound and he'll be charged with a balk. This happens a lot with Tobias for whatever reason. He went into his kick, caught a cleat, and stumbled. And so India will be awarded second base.
That happened to him in his last start. Against the Giants, and it cost him a run.
I believe it's the fourth time this year that's happened for Tobias. It's interesting. 0-1. And bunted through a strike, and a snap throw back to second by Gary Sanchez. It got him. Wow. So who worries about the balk anymore? Not Tobias Myers. As Sanchez fired behind India, the Reds seeing if they want to challenge, they will not. And what a play by Gary. 0-2 the count at the plate on Ellie De La Cruz. That's a way to pick up your pitcher for Gary Sanchez. Adames waiting on India to put the tag down. Myers 0-2 pitch. And just missed down and away with a changeup. That was a quality pitch, and De La Cruz just did not chase. He's gotten better in that regard. One thing you notice about De La Cruz, 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside edge, and he blew it by him. Strikeout of De La Cruz, and there's two away now for Tyler Stevenson. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Tobias Myers. Stevenson 0 for 4 in the series. First pitch, bouncer, back up the middle, hits the bag and goes over the head of Terang and into center field. That was not hard hit. It looked like it was going to be routine, but just bad luck for the crew. It hit the bag and popped straight up in the air and into center field. So it's the second hit of the inning for Cincinnati, and now here's TJ Friedl. Friedl just 1 for 10 in the series. He's hitting 213 on the year. 10 home runs and 40 driven in. Left-handed hitter. Open stance. Stands in the back of the box. Myers kicks, delivers, and missed high. It's 1-0. Brewers trying to win their 6th in a row. That would match their season high. 1-0 pitch is lined into right. Brewer Hicklin has to let it drop in front of him. First to third will go Stevenson. And the Reds have him on the corners with two outs. Hicklin did a good job getting to that ball quickly and cutting it off on just one hop. And now here's Ty France, who is just 3 for 12 in the series, but it doesn't feel like that. The quality of his contact and the quality of his at-bats have been better than that. Hit a scorching ground ball last night with the bases loaded to first base. And Jake Bowers made a tremendous play that ended the game. If he doesn't make that play, the game ends in the other direction. And first pitch swinging, a one-hopper to Ortiz, who picks it, throws to Terang covering the bag at second. And the inning is over. So Myers with some traffic, but he puts up the zero. We go to the second inning, no score. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a community night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping? To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm gonna move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
No score as we go to the second inning in Cincinnati, Brewers in Reds. And Willie Adames hitting cleanup today. Cleanup inning home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Williamson back out there on the mound for Cincinnati. First offering to Willie. is in there for a strikeout. The letters, it's 0-1. We were telling you about Williamson's injury issue this year and that he had a Bennett lesion of the shoulder. 0-1 is hit foul and out of play, and it's 0-2. Now, what is that? I will read you what it is, and I still don't really know. It is also called a thrower's extostosis. It refers to the mineralization of the posterior band of the inferior glenohumeral ligament. One missed up and away, one ball and one strike. Can't tell you much about that other than sounds like kind of a important thing. And glad that Brandon Williamson has himself back from it. And pitching, Fairmont, Minnesota native. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Adames chased the pitch up and out of the zone. And he strikes out for the first out of the inning. First strikeout for Williamson. Williamson's a big piece to the future for this Cincinnati club. I think you could take any medical synopsis or explanation and have me read it, and I would sound really clueless. Here's Brewer Hicklin back in the big leagues with the Brewers, and he takes a strike at 0-1. Brewers now the fourth team in Major League Baseball to have a player whose first name is the same name as the team name. As Hicklin takes down and in, one ball and one strike. Two of those three previous teams, I think you could probably guess, Josh. Pretty easy. 1-1 is a high fly ball, but foul down the left field line. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, the one that stuck out was Angels.
Yeah, that's one of them. Team north of the border as well. The Jays. I guess you're kind of taking some liberty with that. Pitch misses inside. Two balls and two strikes.
I don't think anybody's named Expo.
Blue Jay Smith didn't play for the Toronto's either. Jay. Right?
I thought about the Royals.
Nope.
No Royal.
The other one is today's opponent, the Reds. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Hicklin strikes out, and there's two away. So if you're somebody that plays the online game that's become big in the baseball community, Immaculate Grid, what we just told you means that don't ever try to put Marlon Byrd in as having played for the Marlins. He clearly didn't. Here's Gary Sanchez. Strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Now, it would be spelled differently anyway, but point remains. 0-1 to Sanchez. He is inside. It's one ball and one strike. 0-0 ball game. Top of the second inning here in Cincinnati. Pitch is down in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. That was the changeup that time from Williamson. Been a great season. Best is yet to come now that we're into September. And if you've been with us all year, you know that our favorites before, during, and after games, using our sausage. 2-1 is fouled back and out of play. It's 2-2. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Pine River Cheese Spreads. That is the triple play for us. Stock up now. Cannot wait for this pennant chase. And to have all three of those great products with us all along the way. 2-2 to Sanchez. And he took a called third strike on the inside edge. Williamson strikes out the side in a 1-2-3. Top of the second. We go to the bottom of two, no score. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you also know we have the best prices guaranteed every day? Pet food, wild bird food, automotive, hunting, fishing, farming, you name it. All your everyday essentials, all at the best prices guaranteed. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
You know, Tony, as much as I love baseball, I sure do enjoy these days off at home.
Sure thing, Bob.
Sitting out on the lake and enjoying my favorite Usinger sausage. Is that grill ready yet, Tony?
Looking good.
Hey, they don't call him the equipment manager for nothing. Tony, how about slipping a couple of these Mr. Baseball brats and some of those gold medal hot dogs on it?
Maybe I could whip up some sauerkraut, too.
Great idea. I love this guy.
Hey, I could even wash the deck down.
Now you're talking.
Oh, I hate off days.
Usingers in baseball. It's just not summer without them.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier. And couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
And more.
Back with you in Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark. No score, Brewers and Reds. Tobias Myers to face Jake Fraley, Ahmed Rosario, and Will Benson here in the second. Fraley activated today off the injured list for the Reds. And Tobias Myers brings home the first pitch, and it's a high fly ball deep right field. Hicklin's back at the track, and it is gone. Welcome back, Jake Fraley. Fraley. Big missing piece in this Reds lineup, and hits his fourth home run of the season on the first pitch that he sees from Tobias Myers. 1-0 Cincinnati. We have told you this Reds team has dealt with injuries. You've heard us talk so much over the course of this year about the Brewers' injuries, and they're real. Cincinnati has certainly dealt with a lot of adversity in that department, too. And they are glad to have Fraley back. Ahmed Rosario takes low. It's 1-0. So the Reds out to a 1-0 lead. As Myers brings home the 1-0 pitch, and that's rolled foul at the third base line. It's 1-1. New Fleet Rewards programs arrived at Fleet Farm. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards fast. To use on future purchases, join today or sign into your account at fleetfarm.com/rewards. Fastball missed low and outside. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider from Tobias. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeremy Rehack, our home plate umpire today. Bruce Dreckman at first. Mark Wegner, the crew chief at second base. And Clint Vondrak in the rocking chair at third this afternoon. 2-2 is lined into left. That's going to drop in front of Churio. So Rosario with a base hit. And some pretty solid contact this first time through for the Reds against Myers. That is the fifth hit against Tobias, and he's faced 7 batters. So here's Will Benson. First offering, and Benson able to check on a curveball that missed down low. It's 1-0. Benson 1-for-5 in the series, hitting 195 on the year. 14 home runs, 42 driven in. Myers kicks, delivers the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 1-1. Benson at the plate, Marte in the on-deck circle. Reds out to a 1-0 lead, but a little adversity early here for Tobias. 1-1. Missed down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. And the bad news is there's been a lot of base runners. The good news is only 1 run across. And he's only got a runner at first as of right now. 2-1. He is in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Take care of Benson here. And then your ground ball double play away from getting out of it with just the one run surrendered. And great chance to still settle into this game for Myers. There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch is outside. Throw to second is going to go into center field. To his feet is Rosario. He'll scramble to third. And Rosario stolen base, and then what'll probably be an E2 on Sanchez. Ends up 90 feet away with nobody out, and it's a full count on Will Benson. Sanchez got rid of the ball pretty quick. A good throw gives you a shot. But it was just a little, it leaked a little bit towards right field and wasn't quite on the bag. 3-2 pitch to Benson, and he missed outside. He works the walk. So the first three have reached. Solo home run, base hit. And now the walk, and the Reds have him on the corners for their number nine hitter, Noelvi Marte. Again, some adversity for Tobias. He's had adversity before. Young pitcher, but a guy that typically able to keep himself cool in these moments and try to navigate and limit damage. First pitch to Marte is a pop-up. This will help. Right side of the infield drifting out onto the right field grass is the second baseman, Terang, to make the catch. And there's one away. That is a big first out for Tobias. And now here's Jonathan India. India, base hit back in the first inning against Tobias. They have been aggressive early against Myers. He's only at 23 pitches, despite all the traffic. They've been up there swinging for the most part, knowing that Myers likes to throw strikes. First offering to India is a roller foul in the Brewers' dugout. It's 0-1. Score a limited edition Freddie Peralta Brewers soccer jersey giveaway for the first 30,000 fans through the gates at the game against the Rockies on September 7th. Courtesy of Quartz, grab your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Toss to first by Myers, and back in time is Benson. A 1 pitch, and able to check on a slider that missed low. 1-1. Runner at third is Rosario. Benson, pretty good speed at first base. The 1-1. Lined into left, coming in is Churio, and Churio will make a basket catch as he falls down and rolls over in the process. Rosario will tag from third and come in and score. What a catch from Jackson. Glasses came flying off, as did his hat. He's standing up and stretching out a little bit. It looked for a second like maybe he got caught in the middle and was trying to decide whether to sell out for the catch or not, but at the last second he reached the glove down and caught it just before it got to the grass and then fell down in the process. 2-0 Reds, but a big out for Tobias Myers. And now here's Ellie De La Cruz. Sack fly for India. And the pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Benson remains at first base. And now with two outs. Throw to first, and that throw is going to get away. Benson is up. He's on his way to second. He'll be there safely. It'll be an E1 on Tobias Myers. So a couple of errors in this inning on the Brewers. And the first error, which was charged to Sanchez, pretty big one right now because that allowed Rosario to get to third and score on that liner out to Churio in left. Here's the 0-1, and that missed high. It's 1-1. So So two runs in the inning for Cincinnati. One pitch, and there's a strike. Fastball at 95, and it's 1-2. De La Cruz struck out back in the first inning. 1-2 pitch, that's bounced foul right at the plate. Stays in 1-2. De La Cruz up there as the lefty against the righty Myers. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Change up down, De La Cruz went after it, and Myers has struck him out both times he's faced him so far this afternoon. Two runs across for the Reds, only one of them earned. It's 2-0 Cincinnati as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Location near you.
2-0 Reds as we head to the third inning and stepping in with a play-by-play. Here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. Reese Hoskins to greet Brandon Williamson, who's been terrific early on. First pitch. Very high ball one. He has retired the first six batters he's faced, including striking out the side in order back in the second. In his first major league outing of an injury plagued season. Hoskins leading off the third in the 1-0. Comes in knee high for strike one. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three bagger in the third contest. Today's contestant, Steve Lentz from Peshtigo, wins a Pottawatomie prize package if anybody hits a triple. 1-1 check swing. Ball plucks bat, goes foul. Didn't mean to do it. The pitch that was riding in on Reese, but the count goes to 1-2. Are you curious about how you could become a contestant? Well, go WTMJ.com. It's got all the info. Pottawatomie three-bagger in the third. 1-2 pitch. Hit high in the air into center field. Friedel goes back with a play, though, in front of the warning track. TJ over the shoulder makes the catch. That's the best piece of contact we've seen for the Brewers thus far against the left-hander Williamson. But Hoskins flies out, and that brings up Joey Ortiz. He'll be followed by Bryce Terang. This the bottom third of Pat Murphy's order. Two-run second inning has given Cincinnati the 2-0 lead. Pitch to Joey, breaking ball inside. Been in a batting slump, Ortiz averaged down to .237 on the year. The 1-0 pitch, right in there for a strike. Joey's 1-for-22 the last eight games he's played. Wind up the 1-1, down in the dirt. Then it's 2-1 the count. Lane was telling you about the injury problems to the throwing shoulder for Williamson this year. This figures to be a short outing. He only pitched in one rehab game before he got called up today. 2-1. Blooped into right field, opposite way, and in for a base hit, Joey Ortiz. There you go. Maybe that's what Joey needs to get his bat going. Just serving one the opposite way, and that's the first base runner for the crew today against Williamson. Tying run comes to the plate in the man of Bryce Terang. Everybody seems to think there's a very good chance that the former Brewer Jacob Junis is going to be heavily involved in the Reds' pitching plans today at some point. Terang tries to bunt, squared late, bunted it foul back into the screen. When he faces a left-handed pitcher, he often does just that. But a foul ball makes it nothing and one. Terang hitting 253. Seven homers, 51 driven in. And a throw to first to check on Joey Ortiz, who slides in safely.
I was talking to Jeff Brantley yesterday, Reds radio analyst, former big leaguer, of course, and great guy to talk baseball with, and he was saying he doesn't understand why almost every team plays their third baseman up on the grass whenever Terang is at the plate.
That they should do it.
Mm-hmm.
0-1 pitch, he bunts again, but he bunts foul again. This one trying to push it up that third base side, just as you suggested, and it was wide of the chalk, so count goes nothing in two.
He just said he's such a threat at any point in time to put down a bunt, and he's so good at it, you don't want to give that away.
Bunted for a hit in extra innings in game one of this series that set up the winning run. Runner at first and one out in the third. It's 2-0 Reds. The 0-2 pitch. Full swing and a base hit. Grounded between shortstop and third base. Stopping at second is Ortiz. Well, how about that? Going to try to bunt two pitches, two foul balls. No problem for Bryce Terang to go the opposite way for a single that puts two on with one out in front of the big bats.
That's the best part of his game. He's able to put down the bunt, and in the rare case where he doesn't, he is so good at going the other way with the baseball. When he's been his best, and I know we've said this a lot over the course of the year, but we've said it because it's true. When he's been his best, he's been intentional about trying to go to the opposite field.
So here come the Brewers. Jackson Churio to the plate with two on and one out. Stretching the pitch. Big swing, and he fouled it out of play. Right field side, it's nothing and one. On the first pitch of the ball game from Williamson, Churio grounded out to short. Now 5 out of 10 in the series with 3 extra base hits, including a game-winning homer last night. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball hit to third base. Tough in-between hop with a backhand. Marte bobbled, picks it back up, and his throw to first base is late. Noel V. Marte could not handle that in-between hop, and the bases are loaded for the Brewers. Yeah, call that an infield hit for Churio. Marte got caught in between hops. That's tough for a third baseman, you know, Lane, because you don't know whether you have to come in and try to charge it or wait back. And frankly, he didn't really do either. He got a short hop, and that's why it kicked off his glove.
Yeah, any hesitation can cost you in either direction on that play. It is a hard job over there at third base. That's why you shouldn't take for granted what the Brewers have in Joey Ortiz. He picks it as well as anybody over there.
So 3 straight singles load the bases, and it brings up Blake Perkins, trailing 2-0 here in the third with only one out. Perkins lined out hard to left field back in the first inning. Infield back and the pitch. In at the knees from Williamson, nothing and one. So Churio, who's only played in 3 of the 4 games here in the series, now gets his 6th hit in Cincinnati. Perkins has been swinging a hot bat. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Cut fastball coming in under the hands, and Williamson, who would love the punch out, gets ahead, nothing and two. Blake has been great since coming back off the injured list about a week and a half ago. The 0-2 pitch. Fly ball is hit into center field. It's going to backtrack Friedel. He is settling right at the edge of the warning track in center, and he makes the catch, and all three runners tag. All three runners advance on that. Scoring is Ortiz. Then now it's a 2-1 ball game. Blake Perkins just missed. Hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark for a sacrifice fly. Probably about 390 feet from home plate. Turan goes to third, and good base running by Churio. He advances to second base. And now William Contreras coming up. The base hit to the outfield could give the Brewers the lead. Grounded out to third base a couple of innings ago. Pitch, high and away, ball one. So Blake Perkins getting the job done. That was his fifth sacrifice fly this season. He's good at that. 2-1 Reds, the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Good change up from Williamson. Brewers faced Williamson one other time last year in his rookie season, early in it. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. The elevated fastball with some cut to it. And it's 1-2 on Contreras. That day, on the 2nd of June 2023, Williamson pitched into the 7th inning. It's going to be a much shorter outing, you figure, today. Second and third, they lead. The 1-2 is low. He laid off the changeup that time. Two balls, two strikes, Lane.
Brewers somehow need to get Turang home and Contreras on and have two on for Willie Adames in this inning.
Yeah, that's a good thing always, it feels like. 2-1 Reds lead. The 2-2 pitch. Jam job foul. Popped off the hands and over the dugout first base side into the seats. Willie's on deck. He has hit a three-run home run in each of the last two ball games. A run is in. You figure there are going to be some good offensive totals today. It's a hitter's day. 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Beautiful cut fastball right at the knees to Contreras. And Williamson able to limit the damage to just the one run in the inning. There were three hits and two men left in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day, except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We go to the bottom of the third. Tobias Myers will try to settle in. Had a rough opening to this game. In fact, six of the first eight batters for the Reds reached against him. It's now 2-1 Cincinnati leading, and it'll be Tyler Stevenson to lead off. Middle of the order, Stevenson, Friedel, and France. One of the five hits belongs to Stevenson, and he takes outside ball one. Jake Fraley has a home run for the Reds to start their scoring. The 1-0. Missed outside for Myers, 2-0. So Tobias has been fighting it thus far in the outing. Last time he faced the Reds, he was brilliant. The beginning of August. Here's a strike to Stevenson, coming in knee-high with a fastball, 2-1. August 10th, you might remember this game. It was a great one at American Family Field. 1-0 Brewers won it. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back over the screen. Tobias pitched 7 1/3 scoreless innings against this lineup, giving up just 3 hits, not walking a batter, and striking out 9. One of the best games of his great rookie season. 2-2 pitch, check swing foul by Tyler Stevenson to the backstop. What a year it's been for the now 26-year-old rookie Myers, bursting onto the scene after being a minor league journeyman his whole career. 2-2 pitch, Stevenson took low and away with a slider, and the count is full. He's walked one in addition to the 5 base hits. The 3-2 coming. Breaking ball popped foul first base side. Hoskins giving it a look, but that ball drifting and into the seats about 7 or 8 rows. We'll do it again. 3-2 on Tyler Stevenson. Third inning is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Threw the fastball in under the hands of Tyler Stevenson, and he blew him away. One down in the third. By the way, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go. And that's an ortho ASAP strikeout, third for Myers. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Cleanup batter T.J. Friedel to the plate. The first pitch misses up. That was a curveball that didn't come down. Friedel singled in the first. Reds leading 2-1, bottom third. The 1-0 pitch. That one did dip in at the top of the zone. Another curve, 1-1. A very happy Labor Day weekend. 1-1 pitch. Inside. Missed on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. We hope you've had a great holiday weekend to this point, and we thank you for making us a part of yours. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle, Kent Sommerfeld. 2-1 pitch hit into right field. Brewer Hicklin coming in with a play, though. He is there near the line, and Brewer makes the catch. Two out. So fun saying Brewer, making a play for the Brewers in his team debut here this afternoon. That brings up Ty France.